that night after Theon's ridiculous death. Lying there next to Lana, her rough breath like hope or something, I wanted to read but didn't have the strength to sit up or even reach over to the night table where Dead Souls was sitting, waiting for me to reread it for the 7th or maybe 8th time. A university professor I dated for a while told me that I was just a recreational reader, way outside of the educational system he lived in. You only talk about phrases and what the characters are feeling, but you have no notion of the literary ideas or intentions, he said one night after I'd untied him. You'd be lost in one of my classes. If I hadn't talked to you like this, I wouldn't have believed that there was a literate thought in your head. But aren't your classes about what people in books say and feel? I asked, as if I were making an appeal in a higher court. No, he said. The study of literature today is about structure and underlying intention. It's about the way in which the themes of literature historically resonate with one another. I stopped answering his calls after that. Professor Abraham was of no use to me if his world and mine were unconnected. We were, I thought, like two islands so close that one could see the other in great detail, but the life evolving on each was separated by eons of evolution. I loved books and their stories and characters. Books were faithful and true in ways that real people could never be.